Where do you think things are heading in terms of other TKIs? One we've heard a lot about is 6474, Zactima.
Right. So now we're switching into the TKIs that are blocking VEGF receptor. And 6474 is a unique compound that blocks VEGF receptor because it also blocks EGFR. And it's one of the further along in clinical testing in terms of phase 3 trials. We don't have the results yet, but certainly it's in a couple of phase 3 trials. So theoretically, that would be great. That would be like bevacizumab and erlotinib. But there's a few complications. The first is, as we discussed before, giving an EGFR TKI at the same time as chemo may not be so beneficial, could be actually antagonistic. And the VEGF, the angiogenesis agents, have not too much activity on their own, but seem to potentiate chemotherapy and other drugs a whole lot. So one of the problems with Zactima, most of the studies have been with chemotherapy. The hypothesis there, when they did docetaxel with 100, a dose of 100 of 6474 versus 300, you would have thought, well, the 300 is going to win, but the best arm was the 100. At the 100 dose, you're getting quite a bit of VEGF receptor inhibition, but not much EGFR inhibition. So giving Zactima with chemotherapy might not be such a hot thing, except for the VEGF effect. You really want to give it with the chemotherapy.
Maybe you give it at the low dose during the chemo, and then once the chemo stops, you bump the dose up. I know that's a crazy idea.
It's a great idea, but whether you can do that or not. But despite...
Not to mention that all the kinetic stuff that we've been hearing in the last 30 years, I still really wonder what it means, but...
Yeah, well, in point of fact, the trials are being done, so we'll find out. You know, it has the advantage of hitting two targets at once. It has the disadvantage that that might not be ideal, and it might be better to use individual agents at the time you want.